Greta Thunberg Gaza flotilla forced to return to port amid poor weather hours after setting off. By Kurt Zindelka on September 1, 2025. Swedish activist Greta Thunberg and the so-called aid flotilla were forced to abandon their journey to Gaza just hours after setting sail from Spain on Sunday due to windy weather. Around 30 boats stocked with food and medicine, as well as prominent leftist activists and politicians, disembarked on Sunday from the Catalan city of Barcelona with the intention of reaching the Gaza Strip. However, according to Spain's ABC News, they were forced to return to harbor just hours later after the captains decided that the windy conditions represented a safety risk. "Due to unsafe weather conditions, we conducted a sea trial and then returned to port to allow the storm to pass," the group said on Monday in a statement reported by the Daily Mail. "This meant delaying our departure to avoid risking complications with the smaller boats. It comes amid claims that Israel is blocking aid shipments to Gaza." Jerusalem has rejected such assertions and has blamed the radical Islamist Hamas terrorists for disrupting aid shipments to the Palestinians under their control. Among those on board the so-called flotilla were former leftist Barcelona mayor Ada Colau and Swedish climate doomer activist Greta Thunberg. Before setting sail on Sunday, Thunberg said, "This project is part of a global uprising of people standing up. When our governments fail to step up, the people will take their place. And that their atrocities and their complicity in the genocide in Gaza right now is not something that we can stand for." The 22-year-old activist, who rose to international prominence for her apocalyptic climate warnings, has increasingly turned her focus on the Jewish state of Israel, which she has frequently accused of committing genocide. It is not the first time that Thunberg has attempted to reach the Hamas-controlled territory by boat, having previously attempted to do so in June, when she and her fellow pro-Palestine activists were detained and deported by Israel. During their detention, Jerusalem attempted to show the Kalo activist and her comrades footage of the atrocities committed by Islamist Hamas terrorists during the October 7 terror attacks. Yet, Thunberg and her cohort reportedly refused to watch. Thunberg went on to accuse the Jewish state of kidnapping her. According to ABC, the latest flotilla will attempt to set sail for Gaza again on Monday. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to Zindelka @Breitbart.com.